There's a lot going on in our world right now. It could be scary if you're watching the news and you see that there's wars or rumors of wars. Things that Jesus told us in the Bible were not new, that there would always be this. But it's scary sometimes when you wonder, what does the future hold? Politics might be frightening. People, you know, battling it out with very opposing viewpoints. I was very comforted today in my Bible reading when I read about Jesus discussing paying taxes. They asked him, should we pay taxes to the temple? And at one point he had Peter go fishing. He had the fisherman go do what he was best at. And he went and got a fish, and there was a coin in the fish to pay the temple tax. Then another time they asked him, should we pay taxes to Caesar? The Roman government is horrible. They have invaded our land. They control us. They are very mean and aggressive. Should we pay tax to let that happen? And Jesus had them show him a piece of money, and it had Caesar's image on it. And he said, go ahead and give back to Caesar what's his. In other words, obey the law. Do what your authorities say. In Romans, it tells us that we are to obey those that have the rule over us, including our city, state, county, and national governments. God is always for obeying authority. He set up government in the Bible, and he is not afraid to talk to his children about the government. I love that. And the point I'm trying to make is this. He cares about what you care about. When you and I are maybe nervous because we're reading or hearing about things happening around the world or in our own governments, Jesus cares about that. He took time to talk about it, even though it's not eternal. There won't be this man-made government and human beings controlling everything in eternity. God will control everything in eternity. But he still takes time to discuss it when he's here on earth. That, to me, is so encouraging. He talks about temporal things, like money. He doesn't just talk about eternal things, which are the most important things, salvation, things that will happen in heaven, things that are forever. He talks also about temporal issues. So what I want to remind us, you and me, we can go to him in prayer and discuss our fears with him, discuss our worries about these kinds of things. Don't shy away from talking to the Lord about temporal, everyday things. He cares about this. He has an opinion about this, and this matters to him. He didn't just decide to live in eternity. He decided to enter our human world with time and humanity and be a part of it and have opinions about it. The four Gospels will always be my favorite books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because my main focus in studying the Bible is always to see how Jesus lived on earth as a spirit-filled man, as an example to us, to see what his opinions were, what his thoughts were, where he spent most of his time, how he decided to live, who he interacted with. All of these are examples to us. And when he decided to talk about taxes, that meant that that matters to God. Because of us. That's very encouraging, isn't it? Nothing is too small for God. Talk to him. He's your best friend. This doesn't just have to be on your knees in a certain spot, saying the right things. This is an ongoing conversation you can have with the Lord throughout the day, even in your mind and not even out loud, no matter where you're at work, doing errands, anything. Take everything to Jesus. Leave it with him. Let go of it. Let him have it. He can handle it. He can handle all of our fears and our worries and things that we might not even feel comfortable bringing to an eternal God because they're not that big of a deal in the light of eternity. He cares about your today. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, my friends.